Just before we look at the Bible together, I'm going to pray again. This time I'm just going to pray quickly that God would lead us into understanding what his word says and that we may live it out in the right way. So let us do that together. Let's talk to God again. Let us pray. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have spoken to us through the Bible. We thank you that it is your word. We thank you that because you are a God that cannot lie, we can trust what the Bible says completely. We pray now that you would help us to understand what your word says to us, that we may live it out, that we may practice it in a way that brings glory to you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, when I was just a little boy, my dad took me fishing. And as we travelled in the car to a nice little secluded spot to go fishing, my dad said to me, "You have to be very patient to catch a fish. You have to wait for a long, long time. Fish don't just come onto your hook. You have to wait and wait and wait. You can't make a lot of noise. It'll be nice and quiet. You have to sit still. And then maybe, just maybe, you might catch a fish." And so we got to the spot that was on the beach and we went over to some rocks. My dad helped me put the bait on the hook and I threw the line into the water. And you know what? I caught a fish straight away. Straight away I had a fish. And my dad was very surprised. Very surprised, because that doesn't usually happen when you go fishing, especially here in Victoria. That doesn't happen very often. But here I was with this fish. We went home, cooked it up and ate it. And you know what? My dad, he didn't catch anything. So that was my first fishing trip. Now, the man we're looking at tonight, Peter, he was a much more experienced fisherman. This is what he did for a living. He got his income from fishing. He knew all about fishing. And yet it's this one event that we see here in the Bible, this one fishing trip where he gets this huge catch of fish that completely changes Simon's life forever. Because it's on this fishing trip, this big catch of fish, it's here that Simon finds out who Jesus really is and what it means to follow him. And so in this story from the Bible, we're going to learn what it means to follow Jesus. There are three things that we need to learn about what it means to follow Jesus. Firstly, to follow Jesus, you need to know who he is. Secondly, to follow Jesus, you need to know who you are. And thirdly, to follow Jesus, you need to know the cost. So we start with, to follow Jesus, you need to know who he is. Now you'll remember that, as we read before, Jesus is near a lake teaching. He's teaching a great crowd of people the message of God. And this crowd of people, they're pushing and shoving each other just to get a little glimpse of Jesus. They're trying to bend their necks just to hear what Jesus is saying, because there's so many people. So what's Jesus going to do? People can't hear him. Not everyone can see him. There's no microphones. There's no speakers. What's Jesus going to do? Well, Jesus, he sees that there are some fishermen mending their nets by the shore. And you know what that means? Their boats are free. So he goes and talks to Simon, Simon the fisherman, and he asks to use his boat. Can you push this boat out just a little way and I can keep teaching the people from the boat? See, now the whole crowd, this big crowd, they can see Jesus and they can hear him. See, water, it has a way of carrying sound a lot better than bouncing off all the people on the land. So Jesus keeps teaching. Now Jesus, he finishes teaching and then he turns and talks to Simon. Simon, who's still busily mending his nets, he turns and says to Simon, "Now take the boat out to deep water. Then put down the nets into the water to catch some fish." Now Simon is an experienced fisherman. We know that. And you know what? Simon, he has been out all night and he's caught nothing. Maybe that's why he's mending his nets. All he got was rocks and stones at the bottom of the river. No fish. Can you imagine how tiring that would be to be out all night and not to catch a single thing? And Jesus says to Simon, "Let's go out fishing." Can you imagine what Simon's thinking? "Are you crazy? I haven't caught anything. And I've been out all night and I'm an experienced fisherman." Jesus, as far as Simon knows, he's a good teacher. He's a good carpenter. But what would Jesus know about fishing? Isn't this the wrong time of day to go fishing? If it was the right time of day, wouldn't Simon be out there now? Perhaps all these things were going through Simon's mind as Jesus said, "Let's go out to deep water and catch fish." But Simon listens to Jesus. He obeys. He says, "All right, let's go out to deep water." And so Simon takes his boat out to a good spot on the lake, perhaps a spot that he fished the night before. He goes to this spot, throws out the net, and do you know what happens? All of a sudden, it's like the water begins to boil. There's fish everywhere. Everywhere. His net is full of fish. And so he quickly tries and drags this massive haul of fish into the boat. And as he does so, that net that he's been mending starts to break. He drags it in and throws a load into his boat. And then he throws the net out again. And the same thing happens. Now there's a bigger tear in the net. But there's even more fish in the boat. And he realizes that he better call in his partners in his fishing business firm to come and give him a hand. And so he calls his other fishermen friends to come along, and they put their nets in and they catch all this fish. So much, in fact, that these boats, they all begin to sink. There is so many fish. And so can you imagine, you've got these boats out on the water, boats who haven't caught anything all night, struggling to get all these fish into the boat. And Simon, he stops for a moment. He stops pulling up fish. He puts down the bucket that he's been using to bail out water because they're sinking. He stops and he looks at Jesus. Jesus, who's still in the boat, the one who said, "Let's go out, let's go fishing." He stops and looks at Jesus and says, "Sir, I am a bad man. So please leave me." You see, Simon sees who Jesus is. He sees who Jesus is. You see, at the start of the story here in the Bible, when Jesus asks Simon to go fishing, Simon calls Jesus teacher. Simon knows that Jesus is a good teacher. Simon knows that Jesus is a good man. But now, something is different. Instead of teacher, Simon now calls Jesus sir or Lord. Very different to teacher. Simon sees that Jesus is the Son of God. God is the one who made everything. He is the creator. God is the one who has created all living things, including fish. And Simon, as an experienced fisherman, a very tired fisherman from catching nothing all night, he knows that this big catch of fish, this is no coincidence. Jesus knew where to fish because Jesus is God. And that is the first step to following Jesus. To know that Jesus is God. Jesus is not just a good teacher. He's not just a good man. Jesus is God. That's the first thing in following Jesus. You need to know that Jesus is God. But secondly, to follow Jesus, you need to know who you are. You see, Simon, he sees who Jesus is, but Simon also sees himself. Remember the rest of what Simon said. Simon says, "I am a bad man, so please leave me." And Simon is afraid. He knows that because Jesus is God, Jesus is good and just. Also, because Jesus is God, he knows all of Simon's thoughts, all of Simon's actions, all of Simon's words. And Simon knows that he's not perfect. He's done bad things. He's said bad things. He's thought bad things. He's a sinner. And Simon also knows that God is the judge of everyone. Because God is good, because God is fair, because God is the judge of everyone, he must punish sin. And here is Simon in the boat with Jesus. What's going to happen? Simon is afraid. See, to follow Jesus, like Simon, you need to know and to admit that you too are a sinner. You are a bad person. Like Simon, each and every one of us has turned away from God and tried to be king or boss over our own lives instead of God. And so we deserve to be punished too. Every one of us. But the story doesn't stop here. Because what does Jesus say to Simon? Jesus says to Simon, "Do not be afraid of me. Do not be afraid of me. From now on, you will catch men." Jesus tells Simon not to be afraid. You see, later on, Jesus would die on the cross for Simon's sin. Jesus would go to the cross and take the punishment that Simon deserved for his sin on the cross. And Jesus would rise from the dead, proving that he had taken that punishment away. And in fact, Jesus being in Simon's boat meant that the way was open to have a relationship with God. So Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." And then Jesus also tells Simon something that sounds a bit strange. "From now on, you'll be fishers of men." Now that doesn't mean that Simon will now break his nets, throwing them on people. Don't think that. Instead, Jesus is saying that from now on, Simon is going to tell others about who Jesus is. He's going to tell others about who they are, that they're sinners, and to follow Jesus. Simon is going to become like a fisher of people. He's going to tell others to believe and to follow Jesus. So, thirdly and finally, to follow Jesus, you also need to know the cost. The cost. Simon sees that following Jesus means to know who he is. Simon also knows that he's a sinner, and believing in Jesus is the only way to have a relationship with God. And after Simon is told, "Don't be afraid," Jesus, Simon and his friends, they get their boats heavy, full of fish, take them back to the shore, they drag the boats up into the sand, and then they leave it all behind to follow Jesus. They leave everything. This was their livelihood. These boats would have cost a small fortune. This was a whole business left behind to follow Jesus. Nothing is more important to them than Jesus. Nothing. Jesus is not only their teacher, he is their Lord. He's the master of their lives. and they would spend the rest of their lives telling others about Jesus. And see, to follow Jesus, we also need to know the cost. To believe in Jesus and to be saved, that's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Jesus paid the price for your sin for you. That's the wonderful good news. The gospel, gospel meaning good news. That's the good news. Jesus paid the price for you. However, because following Jesus means that he is now your Lord, he's your King, he's your boss, that's going to change the way that you live. Simon and his friends, well, they give up their businesses to follow Jesus. And eventually, Simon and his friends would give up their very lives following Jesus. And see, for us, we will have to give up things too. We will have to stop doing certain things because now we follow Jesus. He's our King. He's our boss. We're not our own King, our own bosses. We don't follow anyone else except Jesus. Some people might not like the things that you say to them about Jesus. Some people might not like the fact that we're sinners, that we're bad people. All of this and more, that's what we mean by the cost of following Jesus. But really, that cost, it's nothing. It's nothing compared with the cost that Jesus paid for you and I to be brought into a relationship with God. Jesus paid the ultimate price for you. We follow Jesus because he's the only way to have a relationship with God. We follow Jesus because he is the only Saviour, the only Lord. So as we finish tonight, we need to ask ourselves some questions. Do you know who Jesus is? Do you believe that Jesus is God? Do you know that you are a sinner? And do you believe that Jesus is the only one who can rescue you from your sin and give you a right relationship with God? And do you want to follow Jesus? Let's pray. Let's talk to God. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for your word. We thank you for Simon and his friends who, when they saw who Jesus is, that he is God, they gave up everything to follow him. I pray that we too would know who Jesus is. That we would know that we are sinners. And that we would know that it is only through the Lord Jesus that we can be rescued from our sin and have a right relationship with God. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.